And with me in the studio is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Merry Christmas and happy almost New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. We did have a school board meeting. Before we talk about some of the things on school board, let's talk a little bit about school safety. You and I have talked about that in the past, but it doesn't seem to be going away. It's in the front of everybody's mind. What anything new or different from the last time we talked about in terms of school security?
Well, of course, at the district, it's our number one priority. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It has to be your top priority. We are talking about it. I did a quick poll of area superintendents and got 14 responses back. And of those, at least four of those schools will be going to a one entrance only, or sorry, a no entrance, so you'll have to buzz to get into the school, so all their doors will be locked. Six of them are staying with a one entrance only, and the other four are a little bit ambiguous on what they're doing. But I think this whole idea of how many entrances do you have is huge. Some people say, well, shooter in Newtown got in no matter what. However, that it did take them some time. It took them some time to get through that locked door. It took them some time to get past the principal and maybe enough time to save some of those kids in those classrooms where the teachers were able to get them hidden. Certainly, hearts continue to go out to Newtown and the tragedy that they dealt with. Had a good discussion with staff, trying to balance the flavor of a small town and wanting to be welcoming to parents and families, and yet at the same time wanting to be safe, and things like, should we lock doors from the inside of the classrooms versus the outside? And that's always a debate as to whether or not staff should be able to lock doors from the inside. Other things along that line about, do we need a police liaison in our building? Not necessarily one that's armed, but just to have a constant adult figure in the hallway monitoring who's coming in and out of our schools.
So about the entrance thing, where are we here at 166?
Well, right now we've got the Eagle entrance is the one entrance that's unlocked during the day. But like all schools, we struggle sometimes with people propping doors, and that's an issue. We also at times have a special event, like for instance, the holiday concerts that we had. We maybe had the ACA door unlocked, and that's probably our biggest, issue is when we have large amounts of people coming in the building at one time, how do you monitor everyone that's coming in? We had a lot of alumni back over the holiday as we approached the holiday, and that's great. It's really wonderful to see alumni come back. However, again, alumni often feel comfortable and don't follow the protocol of stopping in the office, getting a visitor pass. And as much as we'd like to think that everybody is mentally healthy, you never know who's not, as Newtown again has proved to us.
Over the Christmas break, lots of kids watching lots of television, lots of not nice things on television this past couple of weeks. Any concerns about that?
Yeah, we talked with teachers. As you know, we had our professional development day. Kids were off the Friday before break, but our teachers were working. And we talked about just as students come back now after the new year to make sure that we're keeping an eye on them. Too much TV is always a dangerous thing. Students who maybe did not even see much about the Newtown issue, first few days of break there, we're certainly seeing still a lot on the Newtown shootings. And then also you add in the whole Mayan calendar thing. There was a lot of coverage on that. We had the recent shooting in New York. A lot of pretty serious stuff on the television over the holidays here, and certainly hope parents are monitoring that and contacting the school if their child seems to be struggling or stressed with anything.
And teaching staff and the administration will be on the lookout for that too.
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. Holidays sometimes are not joyful for kids, and that's sad, and can be a real stressful time. And coming back to school can be a real secure time. And that stress though can sometimes come out in other ways, and we watch for that.
So let's talk about the school board meeting. Approve a resolution for reductions in programs and positions. Now, that's you do that every year, but it does have some budget ramifications this year.
Yes, our audit turned out pretty well at the summer, thankfully, and we certainly are thankful for that. However, we do know that this is the year that we are dropping 30 students. and losing that big senior class. And that's a concern, and the board is very concerned about it. And because of that, we really need to prepare ourselves for budget reductions. This is the standard resolution that we pass every year. We have not started talking about what reductions will be, but when you drop 30 students, there's bound to be some reductions in personnel, because that is where we spend the majority of our budget, because that's what we do. Work with kids.
Spend money on kids.
Yep.
And contracts, end of the year, all kinds of contracts were approved. Let's run down the list.
Yes, the Teamsters contract, it was amicable negotiations. We got that done and through.
Tell me who the Teamsters are.
This particular Teamsters, we have two different Teamster contracts. We have one that is comprised of our custodians, bus drivers, secretarial staff, support staff. And that's the group that settled. We'd also recently had a para professional Teamster union form, and they actually had a Me Too agreement where they were on a pay freeze for 3 years, but if there was an increase in wages for the other Teamster unit, that they would also get that. And there was a 3% increase for next year's Teamsters. They really have been wonderful and very cooperative. They have been on pay freezes for some time. They did get some very small increases the last contract, but their pay definitely is at a point where they needed to get a little bit of a bump. Mm-hmm. The maintenance mechanic position is actually a new position, as we've restructured our facilities and transportation. That restructuring is going to save us about $11,000, and we are adding someone who will be a part-time mechanic, part-time maintenance person. Our nurse has been very patient. Thank you, Kay Borrood. We thank you for everything you do, and she has been waiting very patiently in the wings for her work agreement, and that was approved. And then we have a new facilities transportation specialist who is taking the place of our former facilities transportation director. And again, that goes with the restructuring, which is saving the district some money. And then, of course, we always have some additional coaches at this time of year to kind of wrap up and round out our winter sports season. And
then there's your contract.
Yeah, and then there's my contract. Being a superintendent in a small community is a wonderful thing, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, and you really need to work with your board. And the school board and I have developed, I guess, what we're calling a definite trust between us. They have given me very strong reviews. At the same time, they are very nervous about, you don't even want to use the term, but the fiscal cliff that the school is facing with this drop of 30 students. And they have told me they want to give me a contract. They've agreed that they want me to stay. However, they're just very, very nervous about what to do with my contract until they see the budget. And also, we really have not evaluated the K-12 principal position, not the principal herself, but the position, which was put into place 4 years ago. We started talking about restructuring. The board was brand new when we were doing that. Now they want to go back and revisit that and try and decide, what is the best administrative structure for a school and what does that do to contracts. And I understand that, but it's also, I'd be dishonest if I didn't say it was a little frustrating, but, you trust the board you work with, and they tell me they like me and I'm doing a good job. So,
and you got two new board members coming on in the first of the year. I noticed that there is a regular meeting date change. Maybe we should talk about that for January.
Right. For January, we have our Minnesota School Board Association convention the third week of the month. And so we wanted to move back our organizational meeting. And so that will be January 10th.
Okay. We've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She is the superintendent of ISD 166. Thank you for stopping by on this between holiday week, and Happy New Year.
Yep. Happy New Year to you too, Jay.